Wait, so if they offered you a gig
who
on the anti-Trumper ship for 4 years, and they gave you a total, it was like 4 years, we want you to perform.
No. Hell nah.
That's a 4 year gig.
I can't be out there for 4 years. I don't want to be out there for 4 years. I don't want to do anything for 4 years.
To give you a big cabin.
We just started anyway, so get your late ass in here and put the money in.
Put the money in the jar.
Put the money in.
Oh, man.
Extracurricular.
Put the money in. Craig put his money in. Craig was late.
I was late, too.
Yeah, put that money in. Yeah, slide it in. Nah. Spit on it and put it in there.
Whoa.
This ain't going to be easy.
Whoa. Well, you guys are out of control. What's happening, dog?
Leave it dry.
Whoa.
That's even worse. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? How we doing?
Hey, man, we just back, man. Yeah, man. We just back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
A gunshot.
Whatever they doing.
Craig sound out of tune.
Out of tune. DC got his shades on. Rough week, guys? Rough weekend?
The travel turnaround time was crazy. I got back last Monday. Then had to leave again Wednesday to go to St. Louis to do the comedy festival.
How was that?
The Flower Festival was dope as hell. Flower Festival. Shout out to my boy Rafe Williams out there for did my little first headlining of a festival. It was dope as hell. Yeah.
So you headlined the whole festival, or they gave you like a show?
You get a show. Okay. So I headlined a night.
Okay.
Nice.
And then you hop on other people's shows.
Oh, dope.
Steve Fury's show. And then I did one more show. It was dope. It was a good look.
That's great, bro. Good. How long was your set? It's your headline.
The headline said I did a hot 30.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah. It was
okay.
Dope.
Okay. Yeah, those jokes you do. I'm such a fan. Just give me the highlights. I've said this before that DC to this day, when people ask me who my favorite comedians are, I always say DC. DC was the dude I first saw that made me throw my whole joke book away when I got to LA.
I don't know what I did, but it was a good time.
You know what you did. Just give me one,
I
man.
I can't remember,
give me something
bro.
To remember.
Dude, you sound like the people on the
internet. Yeah.
Give me one, man. Yeah. You got to do it. Just
sound
give
like
me
my Uber driver.
Yeah. I don't want you to tell me the joke, just the title of the
you
joke.
You need one of the jokes I did?
Yeah, just tell me the title.
Adoption.
Okay.
Adoption.
Okay.
That's probably my new favorite baby.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, adoption.
That's funny. We don't see each other that much no more, so we don't be knowing each other's jokes like that anymore.
It's risque, but it's good. It's one of my favorite jokes.
I can do,
Craig, help me punch it up.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I can do a big portion of DC set.
I can't.
That's probably not even
all
any
the
of
way
it.
Back
not
from
now.
Years ago.
That's probably not any.
Yeah,
even
that's what I'm saying. I
could
do,
doing.
I know y'all old stuff. I don't know anything.
I can do the classics.
Now, I couldn't tell y'all what y'all was doing
DC
now.
DC be out there working.
Adoption's either hit or miss. It's either I'm going to lose them or it's going to be a good goddamn time.
I was telling somebody yesterday, you got to have a plan to get back in good graces. You got to know if you're going to do something risque, you got to have, all right.
Oh, yeah. But the fun of the risky, though, like that when it's about to come out of your mouth, knowing like,
hey
this could go left.
And it could happen.
That's the fun of it. That's the, all right, well, let's see.
I see the excitement in their faces when they do new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we won't talk about it, but then I'll sit and I'll hear something. I'll be like, oh, wait,
yo,
you did some new shit out there today.
It's fun because you don't know how it's going to go. You're just like, all right. But you, in your mind, you're like, this is hilarious. So,
shit, with Marlon be 20 minutes in and we'd be like, did he start his set yet?
Yeah. He'll riff off of the topic or discussion we having in the car.
Yeah.
He'll just go.
That's good. That's quite the skill to be able to do that.
Sometimes you end up down a rabbit hole. You didn't mean to. You start talking and then... You just keep talking. They laugh, and you're like, all right, well, you know what? Another random thought I had the other day. And it's just like.
You know what Marlon do? He'll do that and be like, you know what? This is going to be the special. He'd be like, what? Yeah, this is the special. That's how he did that. What's your name? Will Smith, the slap?
Just started ranting.
It was a riff. It was a random riff. And he was like, I'm going to start working on this. And then just.
What about the last hour? Yeah, I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Hey, jokes ain't going nowhere.
Nah, jokes don't be going nowhere. But we always working, but.
How about you, Chaz, with the anti-Trumper ship? If they offered you money, would you go do 4 years on the ship, stand-up?
Wait, to be a Trumper?
No, you just have to do stand-up on the anti-Trump ship. You know they have the cruise ship that's going to be leaving for 4 years?
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, he just told us about it today. I didn't know what he's talking about.
People who don't want to be here. Is that what it's for?
Yeah, they have cruise ships.
People are hilarious. Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
I've seen it.
It is?
I've seen it up.
There's really people going like, I see y'all in 4 years.
Getting on that cruise
They're
ship.
Advertising it like that, but you can only from what I read, it's like you can only go, it's by year. So you can only do, it's not like you can do like a couple months. It's like a year. And I think it's like $40,000. So 1 year on a cruise ship for $40,000, then it's another year would be another 40. Like it essentially add up like that.
But you're working, doing stand up for 4 years, same crowd. Well, they rotate.
Good money, good money. Good
same
money.
Crowd every night. No hell rent, no, bro.
No rent, money no be food. Crazy. No food bill. Hell no rent.
At that point, we're all friends here. What you guys do today?
You want to go? You can do 15. Come on over.
Yeah, I would just be in there like, yeah, I saw you earlier, man. How's it? Whatever, man.
You could do cruise ship cafeteria jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Would exactly do that.
You start wearing your captain's hat.
I don't like cruises in general, so I would not be doing it, but I would do it for the money. But I'm not hopping on the cruise for the cruise sake, not just for the anti-Trump
get away
sake.
From Trump.
I've still never been on a cruise.
No. Mm-mm. I did it one time. I did one cruise ship ever, and I felt sick, and that was it. That was the end of it.
I'll be out there.
I'm going back heavy, too. But heavy.
The risk is, for me, is that like...
Heavy.
I have to... If I don't throw up on this trip, I might shit on myself, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I'm out of here.
I'd write a play and sit on a boat for 4 years collecting
money. That's
too
long, bro.
Write a play, sure.
That's well, too long. Same difference.
Not doing, not performing.
No,
nah,
you can't
mean?
Do stand up for the same people every day.
Every day.
Can't do no.
It's not the same exact people. What
after,
is it, like
after a
thousand?
While, it's going to be because you got to think these ships be having anywhere, depending on the size, they be having anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people on there. And if you work it every night, you're going to run through the people real fast.
Every night for a year?
You go because shit, I only be on there.
Once a week for a year.
I only be on there 3 days. I'll be on there 3 days.
But are you getting the same crowds?
Yeah. So what they do is, so depending on what ship you on, sometimes they'll be like, do the same show because everybody didn't get to get in. Like I said, it's thousands of people. The room only hold one something.
Okay.
Right. Even when you do the theater hold 6, 7, 8. But okay. It's still, that's still five different shows to get everybody in there.
Right.
So what was happening was I get on there and do 5 different shows. I do 2 clean, 3 adults, and they're all completely different.
Okay.
And then they start telling me to repeat the shows so that the same people stop coming because they want other people to get a chance to see the comedy show. That's the number one thing.
So if one group saw it, they not coming back.
They was coming back because the first show I'd be like, hey, y'all come back. I'm doing different shows every night. So they like, oh, I bet. So then there were some people who never get to get in because the shows are sold out.
So they missed the first show.
So they never get to see it. So they were like, we could, every time we tried to sign up, it was packed. So they was like, can you please start doing the same show? So then people would be like, all right, I already saw it and let somebody else come watch.
Got it.
Because the comedian on the ship is, that's the shit to do. That's just, you're the star.
There's multiple comedians though, right?
There's two.
Okay.
And so you have your plays and stuff like that. But then after that, comedy is what everybody is coming to see on there. Mm. So they're like, if you're doing different shows every night, it's people can't, the lines be around like the whole ship, people trying to get in.
Oh,
they
damn.
Can't get in.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And they be drunk.
Yeah. And then you got other ships where it's like, they want you to do 1 clean and 1 adult and just keep rotating that so everybody get a chance.
Wait, so how would they deal with a heckler on a cruise ship? Send that nigga to his,
toss
send
that
to
nigga
his
off
room?
The boat.
Put him in a booth.
Nah, it'd be...
Security?
It'd be funny because I've never really had one on there. And they'd be drunk. Yeah. But it's like...
They do have like a galley. Like
got,
a little
if
place
you, I'm saying, if you got
somebody.
Any heckler and just like...
They have, well, they have... You know, they have everything on them ships. They have morgues on the ship. They have jails.
I've seen people get yoked up on the
jails.
They have jails, and, you know, people be dying on
there.
I'd be
mad as hell if I was in jail on a ship.
Yeah, I've seen it. Somebody drink too much, get into an argument, start with the,
I don't
give a...
bro. Locked up on a ship.
Locked up on a ship is crazy.
People think that money they pay means you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, not at all, baby.
Come back with an anchor tattoo.
And they'll get to the next port, and you off. Find your way home.
Oh, shoot.
You in Aruba stuck. Or people, they be thinking people playing when they be like, get back here, but you know, by the time the ship take off and they leave. They told your ass to get back here and you thought you was entitled.
Who
and you,
would, why
and you
would
see
you
them running and be like, and they be like, wait. Nah, you find your way home. Or they'll get now you get on the next ship that come through.
Oh,
on the same line.
Like a megabus.
But you ain't got no room on there. Uh-huh. So you just
there
until they get back and drop your ass off.
You got to sleep on the floor
home.
on the poop
deck. I don't
deck.
Know, man.
Up in the cafeteria.
I follow instructions.
Me too.
I'll be like, hey,
when it comes to stuff like that, I am there before it takes off.
Yeah, don't try to time it with
your
black timing.
Nope.
Nah.
Maybe he just.
How about toss me a rope, guys? Let me hop on.
And then, you know, a lot of times it'd be multiple ships ported there. So everybody be watching. So it become like they see people running, they be like, hurry up! Oh, people be out there clapping, laughing. And then if things start going up, they be like, oh! Adventure, bro. It's funny.
People get caught up at Papa's and Beers. Salsa and Beers?
I forgot what it's called.
They be stuck.
They're all around Salsa and Beer?
Yeah.
I just saw one of those today.
There's two in
and places. I thought it was weird. Yeah, I saw one driving by. It was like
it'd be the same. It's the diamond shop, you know, international Frogs, diamond shit. It'd be the same stuff.
When I said I was like, Salsa and Beer, that's a weird.
Yeah. If you're going to travel, and I don't care if it's a family trip, flight, you know, cruise, whatever, you got to go and do stuff. If you stay by the you know, tourist spots, they all have the same stuff.
How long they let you guys off for?
It depends.
They usually give you an hour, like, you have to be back at this time.
Nah, it's not an hour.
Give you a time hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends, because, like, the one I did that was the most fun to me was the one in Hawaii, because you had time. Like, they went to every island, and they stopped, like, overnight. So I was on them islands.
Oh,
like,
wow, okay.
I got to go out and see Hawaii. So I've seen Hawaii. Like, I went to every island. We staying here for 2 days. Mm. So y'all go and do whatever. And then I only had two shows that week. I just took a vacation to Hawaii, like, pretty much. Because we stopped. I was like, that's the only ships that was American. So all the workers was American, everybody. There wasn't, like, the foreign work, because it's a... You know, from LA to Hawaii. So there wasn't all the foreigners, or it was an American ship.
Now, are you performing every night?
No, I only did two shows.
Two shows.
No, I'm talking about just in general.
In general, if I'm on it like 3 days, I perform every night.
Every night, okay.
Yeah. But when I'm on the ones that I do a week, I don't perform every night.
Okay.
I'll be having a couple nights off.
A little break.
Doing nothing. And that's what I'll be doing in 2025. Because trying to get you niggas to come to shows, fuck that. I'm done. So I will be on that water with sold out shows with no promo, with guaranteed money.
And getting reps,
the same amount of reps. And what's dope is, like, one thing I do like about it, when you're on there, it's not like how ships used to be where you went out on the water, you was gone. You was dead to the world. Now with social media and phones.
Oh, yeah. Wi-Fi is good on ships?
Yeah, everything. So I get off them ships, my followers shot way up. And it's followers from all over the place, because they was we would love to see you when you come to our city.
Do you be on stage? Do you feel the boat rocking? No?
Nah, it depends. You have to be through real bad waters for it to be like.
You ever felt anything while on stage?
Like, I got sick once.
I'm talking about on stage, like a little wobble. Like,
Yeah. You be like,
Oh, okay.
It has to be bad, bad. Like, for it to be. If it gets bad, this is how you know it's bad on there. Because the ship will be moving, and all of a sudden, on every staircase, you'll see vomit bags.
Oh, bro.
they start setting the scene up. Like, when it get bad, they start putting the bags out, because you know people about to start throwing up. And so they'll put the bags out there, they'll do this. So that should be funny. I'll be like, this means this ain't going to slow down then. If they put them bags out there, I'm like,
They
be like, we're going to be through this choppy water for a minute.
It's kind of like when pilots be like, we're going to have some turbulence for about an hour or so.
Yeah. Same thing. They start putting the bags out. I'll be like, all right. Here we go. The one I got sick on I was embarrassed at first until I found out what happened that night. And then I was like, wasn't just me. The entire ship.
Oh, okay.
Because when you come from the Atlantic to the islands, I guess the water changes. So it's real bad. So this ship was, moving. Mm-hmm. So I got sick. I couldn't perform that night. Like, the other comic had to do all five shows, and I just did all five the next night.
Oh, dang.
Because I got that sick.
Like, you had to recover,
I was like, I'm not going to make it. So... I was like, I'm so sorry. I was so unprofessional. I got sick. They was like, no, we just had to clean the entire ship. Everybody got sick.
Shit.
They said it was vomit in the elevators, on the stair. Everybody got sick because it was just moving too much.
And nobody tried to clean up their own vomit.
You got to keep it moving.
they said it was a long night.
Anybody like, wait, y'all got paper towel?
Hell no.
Oh, my bad.
They said it was a long night. Everybody was just sick. And everybody looked like shit the next day. Like, at my shows, like, the next day, everybody's like, But that's the only one. Other than that, so I just stopped doing that one. I don't take that ship no more. I was like, where's it coming out of? Baltimore? I'm good. Because I already know what's going to happen. But it'd be, I'll be on there. Like, I was done with them. I was like, I ain't going to do them no more. And then after this year, the mental stress of this year, I was like, I get why Tony took a year off. I was like, I get it. I was like, I don't think people know what they do to us.
It's a lot. Like, comedy is mentally draining, bro.
I said, let me take this guaranteed money. and get
you're
the
just
hell
standing there telling jokes. How hard can it be?
That's the easy part.
That's the easiest part.
Other
stuff. Yeah,
it's the
part
other stuff
you like to do.
Yeah,
dealing with people.
The stage is the cake.
Yeah,
you be like, I could do this all day.
And then the problem is, you get on that, you get off that stage, you be like, ah, this is why I do it. You you get enough energy to take your ass kicking again.
Right.
Like, man,
with Tony, did he take a year? Like, there's a timestamp date when he's like, I'm back.
He's coming back.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's coming back this year. He took a year off.
So he's like January.
He did. He was doing local shows.
Yeah. Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah,
he always gonna be in LA.
He wasn't on that road for a whole year.
That road, bro. That promo shit sucks. Like, it really sucks. And I don't think I know what they've heard us complain about 1,000 times, but they don't get it. They do not get how much that promo, having to tell adults the same thing 30,000 times, just for them to be like, oh, I didn't see it. I didn't know. And you'd be like, all right, bro.
Nah, they're just liars. They seen it.
So I'd be like, I'm done.
I mean, maybe not, because just the way that people show Instagram and stuff like that now. I mean, there's people I follow, bro. I won't see something till the next day. Like, dang, this was posted a day or two ago.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it is. You just get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, it's because there's so many things they could do. So many people do.
But I have
shows,
to, like,
promo. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd literally have to go to your page and be like, oh, okay, let me see what this person is doing.
But look what you just said. You go to their page to see what they're doing.
Yeah, but if you're like, hey, guys, I have this show. I'm in your city, right? Chicago, blah, 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 and I don't see it, I'm not thinking to go. Now, if I saw it scrolling, but like, oh, he's coming to our city?
But this is what I'm saying. Like, I hear you.
Yeah, you're
not wrong. I'm saying, like, let's say, all right, for example, I went to the Usher concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him advertising.
Well,
I went and looked and seen what his dates were, and I was like, oh, he's going to be here on this day.
Yeah, if you're
I'm
a fan
going
of someone, you check
that's
on
my
him.
Point.
Yeah,
yeah,
you check
when
in
you,
with him. Like,
when I think how people, the reason why I get annoyed, and I probably could speak for everybody, because I know how you do with other people. I know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I do it. If you want to see something, you go and check what they're doing.
Where they
and then,
be. Yep.
And you don't ask them questions. You just buy the ticket, and that's it.
Like, that's it. I wonder how many people DM Usher. Hey,
that's what I'm saying,
when
bro.
You coming
like,
to town,
hey,
man.
I bet you.
You know what I mean? Usher, can you meet me out front in the building? Usher.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on my way. We just.
I bet you, if you
great.
Go to his IG, it's people asking questions. When you coming to Little Rock?
Usher, I'm late. Can you come out here and get me?
Yeah, it's like, bruh, y'all treat me like you treat strangers, man. Like, don't. So you just be burnt out because you know how people do it. And then the excuses are just, they just make it worse. I'd rather people just be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm too
if
lazy.
I see
for
it,
that.
I see it, Keon.
Yeah, like instead of, oh, but don't fake ask me questions and you grown, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Don't do
why
that.
You ain't tell me?
Yeah, that shit, bro. I'll be like, come on, man. You know I got a site. You know I got. We've been saying this shit for a decade. You know where we be. So I just be like, I was done. After this. I knew I was done when I said I can't wait for this year to be over. That's when I was like, I got to get the hell off. I got to get out of here because it's messing up. And this is what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to start being annoyed and mean to the person, to the people who do support. That's not fair. You
right.
know what I mean? So I got an attitude with those
who
don't.
Here,
yeah, and those who are was like, hey, man, we showed up. We did our part. And I didn't want to start being negative. You
right.
know what I mean? So
I
was like,
that.
Let me just take a year off because it's not fair to those who do support and who do come out. I'm not going to let the other people ruin.
Yeah, the people
you know,
who
that.
Are there. Yeah.
Right. That's not fair. So I was like, I'm just going to take a break and then not let it. Because I felt myself getting to, like, man, to fuck this shit mode. You know what I mean?
It's easy to get there, bro.
And
yeah.
I was like, I don't want to be that. So I'm just going to take, you know, a year off. Because I didn't like it.
Mental health, man.
I didn't like it as well.
You
know
yeah,
I mean?
I totally understand why Tony took a year off.
Yeah.
I get it. Makes sense.
Yeah. But I didn't know because I'd never been through it like this year.
Yeah.
I've always been on the road, but not like this year. And I was like, oh, this is why they be like, this is why they be upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, all right. And I felt like I was the only one saying out loud. I think that was a difference, too. The amount of texts and DMs I got this year.
From other people like agreeing with you.
Oh, nigga. And it was going through the same thing and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was very vocal. And they was like, oh, so every time I post on something online, I get a lot of texts and DMs. From,
yeah.
I was like, oh, so I'm just saying what y'all all thinking, but I'm the only one saying it.
You was the Malcolm X.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, you were the Malcolm X, and Tony was the Martin Luther King about it. Because he's definitely been talking about the stuff is in, you go to the page
how,
for years, how easy it is to get there. McKeon was like, anything's necessary. Tony just started ranking people by lotion bottles.
By lotion.
I was like, man, fuck. And then hella people was hitting me up. That's what's making me laugh. The text and DMs really made me laugh because it was people I really thought was moving tickets or mm-hmm. who was fine.
And they was like, nah.
Nigga, I had to cancel a show. I had 8 people in this city. I was like, the way y'all let it, you know, y'all make it look. Cause I've never been that. I've never been that person. I've never been the fake it till you make it person.
I'll be honest as hell.
I'll be like, no, this shit is going like this.
Me and Chaz had 14 niggas in Texas.
We counted the staff too. Hey man, come, you got drink. Come sit down real quick. Come sit right here in the front. Hey, them people had a good ass.
They had a good time though. Yeah. And we was in a small room too.
That's the thing. You could have 100. People in a papered room mm-hmm. or 44 of your fans, that 44 be lit,
we
bro.
Was good.
Because there was a dude, I remember that guy was like, man, he was like, when we sat in here, we didn't see anybody. He was like, we thought it was going to be some bullshit. He was like, y'all are great.
Yeah.
that's the difference, though. He was like, y'all was great.
It'd be fun when they be engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, I was hella mad about New York. Hella mad. And by the time that show started, that was my favorite audience of the year.
Oh, it was. How many people showed up?
But like 40 people in there.
Oh, that's a good game.
And they was on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, it was one of them sets where I wish I would record it because I would have just put that out. Here's a special.
New York audience is like, a real good audience.
They were
fire.
Incredible.
New York's fire.
New York and Philly was my favorite mm-hmm. of the year. Oh, and DC.
DC. Austin and New York for me.
Yeah. DC was lit. And it could have been partly the way the room is because it's one of them basement rooms.
Yeah.
So, and it was, you know, smaller. So
were you talking,
just,
about, were you talking about improv?
No, I did the loft.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one goes downstairs?
They have two. They have one upstairs, one downstairs.
Okay.
So I took the downstairs because they offered the upstairs. They said, or you can do 4 downstairs in a smaller room on a Friday, Saturday. I said, give me that.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the Friday. I did the weekend in the basement room.
Fire.
Man.
There's something about going downstairs in comedy clubs.
That's when it gets real, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the Seattle dungeon. Underground?
Yeah.
They closed down now, but I used to love the Seattle Underground.
Underground going rooms down there, bro. Fire,
the
bro.
Seattle Underground was like, you go in this basement and you're just like,
but
oh,
what
is
it, though? Mm. It's still a room.
Because then it's also like it's this dark secret
thing.
I think it's
the ceilings, though. The ceilings are low.
Yeah.
So there's no, the sound can't go anywhere but here. So in basement rooms, it's lit. Because we're in this small, like, if you do a theater, that shit going up.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, but in the basement, it's just like, we in this
we
one little
down
secret.
Into the dungeon.
And all you
down
need is, if 2 people laugh, it sound like yeah. 400.
It's so one way in, like, one way out.
I like them.
Houston shot up my list of everything in every single way.
Houston did?
Yeah, Houston fun, bro.
Sheesh, what a dope city.
You were talking about everything. Food,
people, comedy crowd.
Fat asses.
I mean,
oh man, yeah. I was like, huh? Now we talking about talk. Houston, I've been there once.
Houston
I
has
moved
no.
You didn't see Craig's face, bro. Was like, huh? Craig was like this. I said, fat ass. He's like,
Craig said, oh yeah.
They got the little dark area underneath the cheeks. They know how to rock the
Shantae
booties.
Was like, even a dog's got ass out here. I was like, Houston was
Craig perked up.
Yeah, they
Houston got the fattest asses.
The nicest. Oh. Yeah, I think, I take that over Atlanta and Miami.
I think in Houston you'll catch more organic fat asses. That's why.
Like, yeah, Miami is
in the south. In the south, you'll catch more, excluding Atlanta and Miami. In the south, you catch more just naturally. They just stack.
Oh, just be cake.
Where if you go to a L.A., Miami, Atlanta, you know it's surgery built.
Yeah. My cake states is New York number one.
New York is out here.
Ooh,
New York, they be out here.
New York is cake.
Yeah, they be out here.
Then the Houston's running a tight.
I've always felt like Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland always had thick, kicking women. Like, there's always been places I've been like, oh.
Yeah, but it's like too much damage going on with big cakes. Like,
I mean, the city.
How about say the Midwest
hey,
women?
Man,
no
just,
disrespect.
I'm
no
just
disrespect.
Saying,
like, here it comes.
Wait a no second. Disrespect.
Were we talking? Wait a second. Were we talking about Jordan Sterling?
Wait a second. No, in fairness, we were just talking about butt.
It's like they got the Jordans early and then scuffed them all up before everybody else got them. And they like. You had them, but
in fairness, we were just talking about butt. We were about to pivot to something else.
Okay, just hold
in
on.
In fairness,
guys.
We were just talking about ass.
If we're talking about strictly cakes,
just cakes.
We
just
gotta cakes. Talk about them cities. I haven't been to DC yet, so I can't. I can't
Ooh,
talk
DC
about
got them too.
But
No, I'm still going to New York.
Detroit's
and Houston,
all right,
bro.
I'm saying. I mean, I didn't say it's bad.
Listen, man, I spent a lot of time there. It's got some issues.
You know, it's just going to come with some stains.
But I used to love in the wintertime, bro, when you would see the girls in their jeans, the boots, and them little, remember them little baby fat coats that were way too small?
Yeah, yeah, with the dirty fur around the collar.
Yeah. Was it squirrel fur? You knew it was some squirrel who was minding his own business. Got
some
caught up in a tree for the winter. Yep.
All them girls got pregnant.
But sure they did. Right out of high school, of course they did. But man, you talk about cakes. I was like, oh man, this city's, I got to get out of here.
I be thinking about how many, like, I feel not bad, but like I feel for you guys with daughters, because I remember being a teenager and how many girls at that age, we 13, 14, were stacked. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And we're teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are you built like this at 14?
Goddamn McDonald's.
Like, and the McRib.
Fast food.
But bro, yeah. it's also this milk. When you look at milk, isn't it on? You can look at a milk bottle and it'll tell you it's like not a huge source of steroids on there or something like that. There's a warning they'll give you. Oh, not a warning, but more of a, they'll tell you like, oh man, yeah, the steroids, but it ain't crazy like that. Yeah. But it's all those things, man. All that dairy, all this chicken and stuff, all this stuff that gets processed milk. With so much steroids now to make the smaller things bigger.
Yeah.
They said vitamin D was full of that.
Yeah, like all of it is. Yeah. I mean, you it's hard to that, find all that.
But they've been stacked for
They have,
ages.
yeah. But it's just it just makes me like.
Here's the clothes.
I don't know. Part I just, of it? I'm just like, I'd be like, man, I couldn't handle having a daughter knowing that happens so early, and that's got to be stressful, bro.
I remember being before in elementary school, girls was
that's
got to
be stressful. Yeah. Like when you think about
there's little tricks you could do. Like my daughter didn't get a perm till later on in
just
life.
Just trying to make her.
It's like, come on, you all natural, baby girl.
They gotta be grown as hell with balls and beads in their hair.
Ain't no high heels to school. What you wearing? You wearing some sneakers,
bro?
You just gotta be. I'm not really worried about. Is he in that age? It happens for boys. I was the sucker dude all through middle school, high school. So, you know, I feel like I had it worse than some girls getting preyed on. There's a lot of women who take advantage of dudes.
What, the
grown women, all the grown women was looking at you like, damn, watch when you get older.
No, not in that way. As in being the nice guy. You know.
So you feel like boys get taken advantage of in a different way?
If you're a nice guy, quote unquote, the nice guy, then you definitely get taken advantage of.
He was over there buying lunches.
Yeah,
sucking.
It was the nice guy. Oh. You think you're doing this.
Oh, not in a sexual
way. But you can control
way.
That, right, though. Right. They can't control just, how
but,
they yeah. build.
But what I'm saying is that it is in a way way more mental. Because even if there are women who are getting preyed on by some dudes, if you keep it real with them, there's a lot of dudes who are going to be like, yeah, tell them what you want to get what you want, right? But it's also the same with a lot of girls in that same sense to tell dudes whatever you want to get what they want, right? So I'm just saying emotionally, far and mentally, it's the same. We talking about straight on physical. I worry more about older dudes out of high school than I
absolutely.
Do about.
Absolutely.
That's my more concern is creeps, grown men at a grocery store, grown men, anywhere where I will be.
Yeah.
I'm not really too concerned about her like middle school, high school.
Right.
But when there's other, but outside of those school zones, that's where I'm like high alert.
And that's the stuff I be thinking about. Because I remember the boys. I was like, this nigga don't go here.
Oh, yeah, that's
niggas
where I'm
coming
high
up
alert.
To school, picking them girls up. You'd be like, what the hell they doing here?
I'm also like with my daughters, I'm like, you're going to be a kid till you're not a kid. Right. So sometimes you're somewhere and you see like the girls in high school are wearing like Louis bags and high heels. Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
You're going to get you a backpack and some sneakers.
Put these Hello Kitty sneakers on.
Exactly. Yeah. You wear little flashing light sneakers.
You think that's
Heelys.
Where do y'all think that comes from? Because I don't think, and I don't want to, I'm just talking about what I observe. All right, this is just what I see. I've never known any dads to dress their sons or daughters like grown. I don't know a lot of dads who do that. Like to be
is
like grow up
and,
fast.
Well, mommies and mommy's friends saying that's cute.
Well,
is it a lot of single moms that do it?
I don't know.
In the household, or
because I just feel
around?
Like I'm with Craig. It's like let kids be a kid for as long as possible. But I be noticing they be trying to dress kids, boys and girls. They be trying to dress them like.
It's
grown.
Changed a lot. Look at your kids and the haircuts they want compared to the haircuts we got as kids.
Well, that was we did get what was in style.
We got, but it wasn't what happens now. is crazy in this.
Well, like, the styles change.
But now, before it was like, oh, you got a Nike in your head, right? Like the bigger thing was
a peace sign or something.
Yeah, who you could get drawn in your head, but it was still very like.
But see, booty shorts was big when I was growing up, but my mama wouldn't let my little sisters wear booty shorts. Yeah. Some people be like, oh, that's cute.
But I'd be seeing these girls.
I never thought that was cute, though. For that's what I'm saying. That shit not cute to me for little kids to be dressing
that's
like adults.
That's really weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for the boys too. I'm not just talking about for the girls.
What are the boys really wearing? This like,
because you could not provocative, but just like you could
got
tell.
Got 4-inch gray sweats on and what's up, Pete?
Gray sweats.
So you're talking about the little boy with earrings?
Yeah,
and
like
nice
trying
haircut.
To make this dude look like he's
the one they call man.
Like put the Graminal shirt on,
or little daddy.
You know what I mean? Like where's his Avenger shirt? Where his you know what I mean?
Right.
Why are you dressing this dude? Why he in a pea coat? This nigga 6.
Yeah,
like why?
Too suave.
Yeah, for what, bro? Put him in that Batman jacket and keep it moving, bro.
The world is too big, though, bro. It's like so much more influences coming from online than they do from TV. We used to watch TV and see something. It'd be sports, cartoons, and some movies. But the world is too big. It's too much access to everything. It's a lot for a kid to see. Half the time, though, these parents are also stuck online. You know what I mean? There's so many parents who are online, scrolling, and that's what the kids adopt the same.
See, I'm not saying with the kids that sneak the clothing out the house.
Right.
I'm
that's
more
different.
So like when
the
they
parents,
go shopping
when
the, with
parents
the
parents want it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when the parents be like, look, they look so cute, like Craig is saying. It's like, no, they look like adults, and they're 10. And
do
I'm not
that
even
dance,
saying,
baby.
Yeah.
Better not.
And I'm not even saying that kids' style don't change. You know, Keelan 9 now, and he's at a point, now he's into his jerseys and hoodies and, you know what I mean, which, you know, fine.
That's still kid.
But it's still, he acts like a kid.
Sports stuff is always a safe bet.
Yeah.
Unless he's asking for the old football jerseys that's cut off right here with the netting on.
The 80s game.
Get your ass back in there, put the t-shirt on.
My answer is, can you dress your kid too old?
Yeah.
Like a suspenders.
Like a in a briefcase?
High socks.
That's
briefcase.
Usually when you have old parents.
Yeah. Roll them khakis up, man. Now you sharp. If you start calling your kids sharp, now you sharp.
And you got that taxi driver hat on.
Ooh, that's sharp. You looking sharp now.
Yeah, you can do that. I think that's the thing, too.
Yeah.
You can do that.
But that's cool. That's still good.
But because
it's better,
you gonna
it's
get better, made fun of for that. I don't think
you gonna get roasted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a dude that used to wear the Cosby sweaters in. We in sixth grade. He had on dress shoes. We used to let him have it.
Yeah.
He tried to hoop, be sliding all over the place,
scuffing up the floor. Yeah, I just like kids because you know adulthood. When you're an adult, you know this shit is being a kid was the best. Like let them enjoy that for as long as possible.
Is that a demographic thing? Do black people normally dress their kids like stylish to like
I think we are more
flashy
definitely
I always blame it's that one auntie always somebody come with a Louis Vuitton
who
bag.
Don't have the kids
and you'd be like they don't need a Louis Vuitton bag they don't need
it do be people who don't have kids that be trying to make the kids don't want
I mean there's some look
get that nigga a dinosaur he'll be all right
for sure like, they'd be happy
he'd be all right
but I remember I saw this it was this Coach backpack. It had Spider-Man on it, right? And I said, hey, yo, this is crazy. I said, this is dope. And then yo was like, we should get it for you. I'm like, the hell?
You was talking about for
it,
you.
No, it was small. It was kid size, though.
Still for you. You just have a little ass backpack on.
This is my man purse here. But I was like, ain't no way in hell we buying a Coach bag for a child. Ain't no way. She can't keep track of her.
Coach still pricey like that? Coach?
I don't know if it's still pricey, but my whole thing was this.
Is
like,
it? Cost more than JanSport.
Exactly.
Coach is lower tier, though. It's not Louis, Gucci.
I don't know. I'm not a designer person. I'll never be a designer person.
It wouldn't have mattered. I was like, hey, man, that shit ain't. There's only one high-end brand that I like, and I never buy, and it's Burberry, because it's ridiculous.
Nah. I don't think any elementary school kid should have anything designer on.
Nah, not unless,
like
well,
Nike.
Unless it
Pass
was free
Nike.
Or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was, like, if you ever see me or my family in some designer shit, it was gifted. I didn't pay for it. It was definitely gifted. You know what I mean? Like, my sister-in-law, she's a stylist, so sometimes she has stuff. Mm-hmm. So, if you've ever seen, like, Kendrick got some Gucci pants that she got from a, whatchamacallit, that was left over.
Okay.
So, she was like, you want these? So, Kendrick be wearing those. He was like, these are my luxuries. These are my luxury pants.
They're like jeans, or he has like
nah,
the Gucci
like
all the way all over the
it's
pants.
Like, they're like a Gucci like sweat type thing. I don't know. Okay. I mean, they look dope. Yeah. But we let him know, oh, no, we didn't pay for this. Okay. These are, auntie just got these. He's like, these are my luxuries.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But bro, like, I don't ever wear designer stuff because I go like, I'm this guy. I go, there's a time and a place. If I had it like that where I got everything else I wanted, then I would definitely buy more designer stuff.
I don't think I would.
I would because I don't ever think it's bad. My thing is always just like, we're in grind mode. Like, there's other shit that I need to spend my money on more so than this thing right now. But I go, I like high-end stuff. I like brands. So I go, like, I like this. This is why I spend more money on the vehicles that I've had. Because I go, like, if I'm going to be in it every day,
right,
I like it. My phones are, my MacBook, you know what I mean?
Right.
I go, like, I'm not against all that stuff that I use every day. But I go, like, clothes for me, I'm like, well, I'm going to change this shit out. Like, it goes on my bottom list of high-end stuff. But, man, if I had
so
it
you
like
saying
that,
if you had it, you would?
100%.
I think for me, it's a combination. One, I don't like a lot of the high-end stuff. It looks ugly to me.
A lot of it is ugly.
And people are just getting it because it's
Versace. Because of the name. Just be ugly as shit.
They'd be hella ugly, bro. And then two, I feel like it's a, not a sucker move, but like, what people don't understand, most of the people who have a lot of designer stuff, they got it for free. Mm-hmm. And they're just walking advertisements for people who shouldn't be buying it.
Sure. Right.
And then you buying it trying to keep up with some celebrity who got the shit for free.
Right.
So I'm like, that's why I say, if you see me in it, nigga, I got it for free. Mm. I ain't paying for this shit.
Some of that stuff just be so basic, bro.
It be so basic. You paying $500 for, you see the hoodie that's $500?
That's crazy.
And it just say
with
like
the V on the back?
Nah, it looks like a regular PE hoodie. Like it has some kind of logo for like athletic something or whatever. $500 hoodie.
It's crazy.
Nah, man, when they were showing me off whites, I said, y'all out your goddamn mind, bro. I said, for these, y'all are tripping. Tripping.
I'll rock my I don't cares in Hellas.
Oh, okay.
By the way, well, I'll be wearing them on like flights.
Wait, which ones?
The I don't care and the Hella. People be like, where you get that?
You can't go wrong with your own shit.
Prove it hoodie.
This is my
You can't go wrong with your own shit.
Wear your own shit. And I make sales just from traveling. They be like, what's your website? And then I'll see it pop up on my phone. Like they ordered that right then and there. Christmas coming up. I need to get a few of these. I'll be like, bet.
It's your favorites, man.
It is my favorite. I wore them this weekend. The perfect jean. How many pairs y'all got?
I have two.
Three? Two? I think I have two.
I don't have any.
Were my two 3 weeks in a row?
No, two. Send me mine, Joe. Blue jean.
I wore
y'all
mine.
Y'all be making me jealous. Wait, DC had his jean outfit on.
Mm-hmm. I wore mine.
The perfect jean outfit?
Yes,
wait, what colors you have? I have a black one with holes in the knee, and then I have the khaki colored ones.
I have like the baby blue and like a regular blue jean.
What size? What size you get?
I think I got slim. They
got
thick.
Is that this the one that got the thick daddy?
They got slim thick.
Yeah,
daddy,
big daddy baby.
Slim thick for my thighs.
Yeah, I got the. I think I got slim fitted or I can't remember. But they're so comfortable. They feel like sweats.
They feel great, bro.
They're so comfortable.
They stretch.
They stretch. Yeah. They
I
fit your body.
Kung fu kicks in there,
bro. Like every time I put
Chuck
them on,
Norris
I'm like
in this piece.
I want all my
though.
Jeans to feel like
they feel really good.
They feel amazing.
Van Damme splits.
Yeah,
I was wondering why you were doing splits all weekend.
Got on the perfect jean.
Oh, that way.
Like, what's up with him? Like, he's comfortable.
I thoroughly enjoy. I want to get more because I want all mine to be just different versions of the perfect jean because they're just so comfortable and because they fit. Like even if I don't wear a belt, I don't need it because I didn't got it to fit me. Like so, it just lay. I was like, these are. I sit different with them too. I ain't even gonna lie. Cause I can move. Uh-huh. So I'd just be like,
you flow.
I'd be laying out.
You flow with it.
I'd be relaxed.
Why is Keon doing circles in the chair?
I'd be like, I'd just be relaxed, bro. I'm a big, 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 big fan of them. And you guys can get them. You can go to, well, first of all, fuck your khakis. And get the perfect jean 15% off.
15%
with the code. Issue 15. That's 15% off for our new customers at theperfectjean.nyc. And you use the promo code issues15 and you get 15% off, man, that first pair.
Take it off.
You might as well. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, we've had advertisements before, and then y'all be like, why y'all don't do that ad no more? Because we didn't like it. So if we still doing it, it's because we like it. So I don't never want to endorse nothing.
We believe in our
ads. Yeah, we don't lie. Yeah. Like, we don't. We can't do it.
I was just asking you about your jeans. That's the funny part.
I wore them this weekend, bro. Like, and I hate, like, I be hoping they come back in the rotation fast enough. Like, you know, like, in my closet, I'd be like, oh, I wore that. It go all the way to the back, and I got to come back around. But with the perfect ones, I'd be like, I mean, we can skip it.
Put them up in the lineup.
We can do it up again.
Here, light blues. You go back there. Khakis up here. Because
they comfortable, man. So, again, guys, issue code 15 at theperfectjean.nyc. I mean, sorry. The perfect jean. Yeah, .nyc. Yeah, I had it right. Sounded too good to be true.
Issues 15.
That's my favorite, bro. It's one of my favorite ones.
Get your perfect jeans.
Yeah, it's true. If they come out with something else, I'll get it.
I would try it if they came out with like shirts or something. Like, yeah. I want to see because if y'all
perfect
did
condom.
Oh,
no.
Let me see.
Do you have the thick daddies?
I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't wear that.
Oh well.
For what? I'm never going back. I'm never going back. Raw dog for life.
Raw
baby.
Dog Roger.
Oh, that's an argument. When you're like, baby, look what I got.
She
got
would be
that?
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What if they come out with a condom that makes it feel like the same?
Why?
What if they had a condom that made it feel better?
Ooh.
That's impossible.
Well, I'm just saying.
It could be.
What if you're like, you know, I don't know if I even need the vagina, this condom. So.
Just jack off with the condom?
This is my mate.
This feels like other vagina.
So you get in the condom?
Oh, hold on.
I'll get to you later, babe.
This is a problem.
Somebody said I owed him $75 for what?
New York com.
Yeah, $75 for what?
They can't mention Keaton.
You owe somebody money?
No, I ain't never. That's what I'm like.
Can't stop the show.
Yeah. Hold on. What you the hell you talking about?
$75.
What you talking about, man?
Yeah, let me see the receipts here. So, I don't like owing people money.
I don't either. That's why I don't like.
I don't like people owing me money either. It's a terrible feeling, both sides.
Yeah, I get it. You said what?
He said, I don't like people owing me money either. It's a terrible feeling, both sides.
Yeah. I don't like
it. I can deal with it.
If I ask...
You avoid them?
No, I said I can deal with it.
Owing the money?
Yeah, either way. Like,
would you rather be the loaner or the borrower?
The borrower, of course.
I'd rather be the borrower.
As you get older, even when you're doing films, you're borrowing money.
Yeah.
You got to make it back.
I'd rather be the borrower. I'd be like, oh.
Or else they look at you shady all through your career in Hollywood.
I'm going to get you that. I'm gonna get you that back. They can't do nothing to you.
Oh, back in the day, I mean, they could. Remember the mob?
We're talking different levels.
No, in general, I'm just saying
that's
like
a different level of owing money.
There's a lot of movies that's tanked where it's like, man, we spent how much on Waterworld? Leave that shit at Universal forever.
Hey, that show fire though, bro. We just saw it. We just saw
they still
it
trying to make their money back.
We just saw it last weekend. That show is the only thing I hate about today's time. Though I saw a TikTok where somebody was showing some of the show.
Oh yeah, no.
And I was like, no, don't do that, bro.
I was showing some of Waterworld.
Yeah, from the Universal. Yeah. And I was like, no, don't do that, man.
Actually,
like,
if you're gonna go, I want experience.
Yeah.
I can tell the workers been doing it a long time because it gets a little more graphic every time you go. Their jokes, you're like, hey, that's a little edgy.
Hey man, my daughter's here, buddy.
But it was a good one.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Okay.
Oh, he put it in here. Why didn't he just DM you?
he making a joke. That's why. Oh. He said I owed him because he sent me something. I never got it. He was like, no, it's the post office, not you.
Oh,
I was like, whoa, what?
Oh, from New York Comedy.
Oh yeah. No, matter of fact, you Tony was just wearing. Yeah, I want that.
Yeah,
I got
some of New York Comedy. I got a
yeah, New York
Comedy. Really
I want a suit. I want a sweatsuit.
Oh, you got merch.
I think I DM'd him and he said, yeah, I'm going to send you something to give tomorrow. And I was like, hey, what about me?
So mine, cool. No, I remember now, he tried to send me something and I don't know what happened to it.
Oh.
I never got it.
I got a hoodie.
Yeah, I was pumped because I seen it.
Yeah, I like DC's.
What's the brand
rock
called?
Yeah, I had a dope New York
what's your
com?
What's your?
Oh, it's called New York Com.
Oh, it's New York Com? All right.
I see what you're doing.
Free promo out here in New York Com.
New York Com? It's very smart of you.
Free promo.
He's like, yeah, my name is Brandon. you go to New York Com.
New York Com. I ain't mad at it.
That's good, man.
You black?
He black.
I
black.
Am online. Yeah.
Hey, brother.
I am online.
Yeah. I always promo the black business.
He's got an AI avatar.
Do you go to that section? I go to that section every time we're in a new city and I'm ordering food. I look for the black owned.
I'll be trying, yeah. Sometimes. I usually just ask people, though. And they'll tell me. They just tell me where to go.
I don't.
I do.
If I'm hungry.
I'd be judging them now. I'd be like, hold on. If I'm going to black owned.
I need the best.
I'd be
which place is the best?
Man, I just tried a place yesterday that people have been telling me about, but I never went. It's in Woodland Hills. It's a New Orleans food.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I had some shrimp and grits.
Decent?
Nigga, beyond decent.
In Woodland Hills?
Beyond decent. Hmm. Black owned. I was like,
what they
damn.
Call though? This guy.
He forgot, but it's all this right. Guy. Just type in black owned restaurants. Nah, shrimp and grits.
I posted him on my IG.
Is it in the mall?
No, that's the po' boy place.
Yeah, I went to a place in the mall.
Yeah. That place is good, bro.
It was good. Yeah.
They're my people, man.
In Topanga?
Yeah, I went there too.
Yeah, I went there.
Like on accident.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I was walking by and I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, y'all. And I asked him straight up. I was like, this y'all? And they was like, yeah. I said, let me get a shrimp po' boy. That shit was, I ate that in the movie theater.
Yeah. I had the catfish one. Yeah. That shit was so good.
Yeah, bro. They called, let me get these names because I want to shout them out. Yeah, and I always shout them out. And so I see them because, you know, it's by my house. So I always go. And they see the kids and Cotty and everything. How y'all doing, blah, blah. Yeah. Find out they live by me.
Oh, word.
Yeah, and they said they'd be doing stuff outside the house, too. Like, they'll have, like, they'll set up the tent and everything. Like and do it. Okay. Yeah, I was like, oh, let me know. I can pull up.
Now bring the team.
Let me get these names for both of these people. They both black-owned companies, and the food is good, too.
I'll be hitting that Jamaican spot in there.
Jamaican spot? Topanga Canyon? The Jerk Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go to the other one, though. They have another one, the original store.
Oh, that's just closest when I be on
because the mind. One in the mall, they don't be having...
They just got wings.
Yeah, they don't have all the food that they have at the other one. So I was because I had the one at the mall, and I was like, "Y'all other one, y'all gave me this, and this, and this one salad." What?
But yeah, right, we wings. Not have okay.
What do you want me block like yeah. to do?
What you want?
What you want?
Wagwan.
Wagwan. Wagwan.
What is that place called?
Wagwan. Yeah, I'm trying to find it too, bro.
How they got so many black restaurants in Topanga Mall?
Because there's black people be out here in the valley, bro.
They That area down there, what is it called? I don't
the
know
food
what
the area.
But it's crazy because I walked in there and I was like,
social.
What the?
Topanga Social.
Social. That's what it is. I walked in there and I was like, what
it's
the
a fat
hell is
in there. It's all kinds of things. Bar. Yeah. Yeah. The bowling alley.
I go by Joey's.
The bowling alley?
Joey's. I just went to Joey's last week.
We was at Joey's.
I like the hibachi wings out there.
Yeah, they got to tone that price down a little bit.
Wait, where? You stay by us?
Nah, I just go out there sometimes.
I was like, what you doing?
Nah, he's like, I just take my white girls out there.
We're out there creeping. We're out there creeping.
What you doing out there? Just what kidding. You doing over there, matter of fact?
I told you I'd be around the corner.
Yeah.
Craig's like, I told you I'd be taking my white girls out there creeping. I just told you.
What y'all doing? Get out of my neighborhood, man. We don't want your kind around here, boss.
Hey, it's not. It's only if I'm around that side of town, because it's definitely a long
we got. We got
that's hella far. Over there.
101, bro. And okay, past the floor, bro.
I'm only promoting white-owned places.
Denny's. McDonald's.
Okay, so it's called Mardi Gras Tuesdays is the place that's in Woodland Hills.
Okay, Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras Tuesdays. Yeah, that shrimp and grits, bro, was...
I'm gonna take you up on that.
Bro, and they have jazz nights. So what? Me and Cotty was like, oh, we...
The live band.
Live band.
Let me find out they got a nigga in there on a trumpet.
In there. I was like, oh,
a nigga on a trumpet. That's what it says outside. Tonight, a nigga on a trumpet.
So LA.
So LA Po' Boys is the other place that's in the mall. Shout out to them. And they always treat me and my family real good, too. They'd be like, yo.
Yeah, they were real respectful.
Yeah, they was like, you always promoting us.
They messed something up, and then they was like, nah, man, we gonna get you right.
It's a black owned, but they like, bro, it's the husband and the wife.
I like
bro.
The you get what you got thing. You know what I mean?
Nah,
when we were in Houston, I got the spot in Houston. They were just like, that's it.
Nah,
these people.
No, that place closed down. They were mad about it. I forgot the other spot. I shot it.
Turkey leg hut shut down.
Yeah. I'm down with the black people not being rude.
I heard it was unsanitary.
Yeah, health inspection.
Yeah, health inspection. They shut down. We kind of health inspection.
They did not care either. They were like, so what? We want our turkey. They were upset about it. The crowd was like, not turkey leg hut. Yeah.
You went to the Breakfast Club?
Oh, that's the spot I was just talking about.
Man.
Very
good. They weren't mean, though.
I didn't say they were mean.
Oh.
I didn't say they were mean. They just, you got what you got.
Oh, they did. The menu was limited?
Oh, well.
The menu was limited.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's different. I thought you were talking about service.
No, I don't mean mean. I didn't say mean. I just mean if they got you the wrong thing, they just be like, well, honey, that's the wrong thing.
No, take back.
You ever ate a mistake? You be like, this is kind of good, though.
I went to Breakfast Club. Matter of fact, shout out to them. I was like, I've never been here. They was like, you ain't never been to Breakfast Club? I said, no, and I don't know what to get because I'm overwhelmed. They brought me out. Some chicken and some biscuits. He's like, try this.
I like that.
I was like,
treatment.
See? Yeah. Left a big tip. Treatment. He was like, hold on. The owner was there. He was like, hold on, brother. I'll be right back. And he brought me out a biscuit, some chicken, and he was like, try that. And I was like, right now?
I like that. Like, kind
and
of
I was like, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what SoCal Po' Boy do. Mm-hmm. Like, they was, I go all the time, support them, you know, all that. So they was like, try, we got some new, they had their churros. And it was like, I see you got the kids, but you try that.
Okay.
It felt like the South.
Yeah, okay.
That's what
yeah,
I like. I like, yeah. I like,
oh, okay,
when,
I like that.
I like
that.
When people be like, when it's black people and they be like,
so LA. Come,
So LA
Po' Boy. Yeah, okay. And they was like, try that. So I tried it.
I want them to spit next to me. There you go. Clean, let the plates down and shit fly.
I only like space, I only like places that run out of stuff. Cause then I know what to order. Like, oh, y'all ran out of
yeah,
y'all
that
ran,
means it's the good
I'm
thing.
Have to get there early yeah. next time.
I don't like that. Why don't be having enough?
No, nah, because it be that. Because some of the stuff you can't do, just, like yeah. like at the Po' Boy place, they got the etouffee fries. You can't keep that on all day. You know what I'm saying? So once that's gone, it's gone.
Bring me the frozen ones.
that's the thing, they don't have it.
Freeze you a batch.
Like, I you like made that. This pot for the cooker.
When I went to Tulsa, we went. It was some random barbecue truck. The one I posted.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, you know, he old because I said, hey, man. No, it wasn't just you though, bro. Hella people hit me because the brother, I was like, yo, I want to promote you. Like, how do you know what's your name? He got in the camera. He was like, go to www. And I said, he's giving his whole website, bro. Oh, man.
https://.
But it was good, bro. It was good. But he was just old. So he didn't know how to promo. So I was like, well, you have any
https://.
Now, you want to go on your phone.
Write
now,
this down.
Now, I want you to go on the Yellow Pages. And he was just old, but it was good. And I knew it was going to be good because he was like, tell you what. I said, what should I get? Should I get the ribs? Or try that. If you don't like it, I give it to you for free.
See, I like that.
And I
like
said,
that.
And I hey, I said, hey, bro, man. here's extra. This yeah. is... This is good.
I've been like, you chose the wrong one. I'm a liar. That shit was nasty.
This
too.
Is horrible. Yeah, the
this
whole
full
thing.
Rack was disgusting.
That's why Keith Lee is good for the community because he be giving people opportunities yeah. that would not get that opportunity. You yeah. know what I mean? Them small little places.
Y'all been to the places that he recommended?
I've been to the burger one in North Hollywood. It was good.
Oh, now I forgot he even came out there.
Yeah.
He I was went like, to a spot one? He went to in, well, it was in Vegas. Called Catchers. It's like a fish spot.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god!
Fire.
It was fire,
bro.
His taste buds aren't that. His taste buds are good.
Dog. It was because yeah. I got again like a catfish. It was like a catfish yeah. sandwich, yeah. fried catfish sandwich or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you know, such as. He's like, nah, man, we can keep all the stuff on there. I was like, all right, cool. I trust you. I've been to that shit. I was like, bro. I was like, this shit yeah. is a 10.
I like
out of 10.
I like when restaurants be talking they shit too. Like, yeah. Nah.
Nah.
Hey,
you know.
Trust
I know.
Me.
But trust me.
Trust me. Eat it like this with the sauce. Put the sauce on there.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, damn you.
That's how we did.
This
at,
is the you right.
We went to a spot called Dame's Chicken and Waffles, and they had like
what city?
That was in.
I was there.
Durham. You got there Durham. Late in Raleigh, and they had like 15 different flavored butters to go on. Then they
what
had the
f-
ginger waffle. They had the sweet potato waffle. They brought them out, and they had like the blueberry butter, the strawberry. It was something
in
something.
Carolina.
That was in Carolina. Yeah.
Yo. Ginger waffle sounds
that was fire.
I that sounds the, overpowering though. Ginger
nah,
waffle
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, that sounds,
no, I mean not like the overly
seasonal.
Strong. Like
you got the ginger,
just
with
a little
the
ginger
pumpkin butter spread on the pumpkin. Man,
what it tastes like yams.
It was sweet potato butter, by the way. And I was sorry.
Can I get to the yams?
No, there was a. That spot broke another broken egg in Burbank had it. They got rid of it. They had a sweet potato pancake.
That place, that place is good.
It was really
that place
good.
Is good. I had it in Phoenix.
I miss living there. I used to go there all
broken
the
egg.
Time.
Yeah, I went there for breakfast. It was legit.
Walked down the street there.
It was
you
legit.
Put them
it's
out
a,
of business,
it's a franchise now, right?
There's a few of
yeah,
them.
There's
now.
A couple
yeah,
of them.
That place is good though.
Yeah, the burger place in North Hollywood is called Easy Street Burger. Smash Easy Burgers. Street Keith Lee burger. Referred it. And he was like the best burger I ever had.
He's fire.
It was good.
I've heard
it.
Try.
It was good.
Yeah, Woodland Hills, he got a lot of stuff popping. I'm like, yeah, come out here, brother.
Woodland Hills.
Get out here, brother.
I liked it. Now I'm like, it's too black now.
I'll be loving it.
Like, God damn.
I'll be like, throwing a fit over there. What are they doing to our community?
Five soul like food it. Spots popped up.
They like popping that. Up, and they be good, too. I'll be like,
I like
yeah.
it. Just a nice
but
Mongolian
But it be the
grill.
Environment. I'm feeling the environments. When I be getting that. Come on, sit down, bro. Like, how y'all doing? I'd be yeah. like, yeah, this is
that
southern,
hospitality.
I like
man.
That southern hospitality, man. Like, I don't want black people from California opening restaurants. I don't want us opening. We don't have that.
You gotta come from the south.
You gotta come yeah. from come from the south. Yeah. Come out here, open a restaurant. I like how y'all talk, how y'all treat. It's just different.
I don't want my grandma was from Alabama.
What's your name in the south though? Atlanta doesn't get a great rap with customer service.
That's
though.
True. Mm. Because they try to be bougie, bro.
Yeah,
that's the problem. They were trying to be too bougie.
When
we
dealt
with that, when we were filming,
you came out hot. It's because, man,
they said bougie.
That's literally the thing. When there was Keith Lee was reviewing them, I was like, I was like, he went to the places where they're like the high profile places that are known. They're black owned restaurants, but the people would set, like regular people would be like, this place is tripping. Their customer service is trash. Keith Lee was like, well, I'm gonna go see. And then it was like, he came here, he's slandering the business. Like, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah,
they've been doing that for years. So if you got to go to like the little smaller spots, because they got, they more respectful about like your time and the food actually being good.
I like when like the girl taking the order is a family member, and she's like, my mama back there and my sister make the. I'll be like, them the places. I went to a place in Birmingham that was like that. She was like, yeah, that's my mama, and that, man, that shit was so good. And they was like, hey, go ahead and take it, you know. I like that.
You like when the cake be in the plastic up front.
Yeah. And they'd be like, here, you know what? And try this one too. Try that one too. And I'd be like, ooh. I'm about that. I like the environment to feel like I'm at my mama's house.
Yeah, make me feel welcome.
Have an argument or something. Let me if you don't hurry up, get these. I need something like that.
I just wanted to be.
They come back, be nice to you. I'm sorry about that.
And then they knew the people. You know, I like when
the snaggletooth motherfucker back here tripping. but we'll take care of you.
And then they knew they regulars. Like, I like any place, any black owned place that got regulars, and they called them, like they respectful.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, we got your order coming. I was like, I'm gonna like this place.
Now, there's a few spots in LA that are really good. There's a spot Honeybees down in LA off of. Dang, what's it off?
I never had it.
It was really good. Very family owned. They were super sweet. Me and y'all used to go all the time. And then, damn, what's that barbecue spot off of Crenshaw? Damn it.
Woody's?
No.
JJ's?
There's Bledsoe's, Woody's.
Woody's is down the street. I can't remember what it's called, though. Bledsoe's is crazy now. He has his own show on Food Network now, but I went there, bro. Three wings were like $18, bro.
Damn,
that's
crazy.
Of course they were delicious. However, damn, dog. We talking about eight. What?
Don't get bougie. Come on, man.
That's $6 a wing.
Bro, it's crazy.
Supposedly just keep getting more expensive, bro.
It's crazy, though.
Or the wings get smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on where you go to. Like certain places. They still keep the old school prices. Like certain cities I'd be going to, I'd be like, I get all this for how much? And they was like, yeah. And
because
I'm
it's like, locally, it's
I was like,
probably locally sourced.
I wouldn't get that out there, bro. Hell no.
Yeah.
We almost got the pork chop special at Bojangles because it was $6.90.
Oh, Bojangles, man. Damn.
I ain't never had Bojangles.
We were talking about they need to change that name. We in 2025.
Man, they got the arena out there and all of that stuff.
Did some Sambo come out?
I never had it.
It's kind of like Church of Chicken.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Their chicken biscuit, though, that shit is. Yeah. They sell that shit all day. I'll go to
I've never had Bojangles. I've never had, what's the other one?
There's Zaxby's. Somewhere.
Zaxby's.
You gotta try Zaxby's. It's better than Cane's, I'm telling you.
It's trash.
Well, Cane's is not good, bro.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, Cane's is the sauce. Zaxby's seasons their chicken.
Cane's, and then on top of that, when Cane's first came out, everybody was like, "Oh my god!" But then you realize, no, I just like this sauce.
It's the sauce.
The chicken regular, the fries regular, that Texas toast.
The sauce
even
is
hitting.
Like Thousand Island spiced up.
The sauce basically. And it was new at the time. Though.
Yeah.
So everybody was like, "Oh, Cane's," and then you just tried it again. He was like,
"It's actually something to try," but they could be hit or miss just because. Over
Zaxby's
the years,
got barbecue
like,
locations. Zaxby's got every sauce though, right? They got barbecue, honey mustard. Right?
They got their own. Then they have wings, and their wing sauces vary from like. Mild to like a crazy hot and stuff like that. Like they have a variety of things.
Am I the only one who thinks Chick-fil-A is severely overrated?
No,
I'm not the only one.
I think Chick-fil-A is the best chicken I've ever had.
So it's not overrated. So he doesn't agree with you. I don't agree with you either, Chad. It's not overrated.
I don't think it's overrated. I think it's underappreciated.
I think it's
no. I don't think it's either.
I think it's right where it should be.
It seems overrated. Yeah, but
I had my chicken nuggets and my mac and cheese.
But I don't think it's underrated. I don't think it's overrated. It's good.
Once I said, hey, why isn't it open on Sundays? Yeah. I'm like, they got me.
It's good.
Chick-fil-A is not, they don't get enough credit.
It's one of
the things, bro. They get so much credit.
No. They could take a day off. Come on.
They get so much credit.
They are delicious. Bro,
it's good.
It's not that
consistency.
Good.
Consistency. Chick-fil-A is consistent.
They're consistent.
Living in Atlanta, Chick-fil-A is like our McDonald's. It's every corner, everywhere.
It might be better in Atlanta.
It tastes the same. It's no matter where I am, good, it's the same.
The only thing I like from there is their little breakfast biscuit,
the chicken minis?
Yeah, the little breakfast biscuit. That's the only one.
And what's the only other one that you
That's
like?
It. That's everything else that I go like, yo, I can do this better at the crib, bro.
Oh, goodness.
To me, it's like... I'm not saying it's like, oh my God, it's the best.
DC loves it.
Chick-fil-A is the best chicken,
it is not, bro.
It's good.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's the best chicken ever, but it's good.
It's literally their consistency across
the board. I've never craved Chick-fil-A one time and like, you know what I need right now? Some Chick-fil-A.
See, I'm with you on that. I don't ever need it. I just be like, if the kids be like, what y'all want? They be like, Chick-fil-A. I be like, all right,
the line's always long. If you wait in the line, then you know it's good.
My line, they be moving in line.
Bro,
no, the line, because they say,
yeah. Use the app. Telling you.
What you do it before you go?
Yeah. You can order ahead before you even get to drive. I got a mobile order.
In-N-Out to me
is where
it's supposed
to be. Or you can go to carryout or whatever.
But them lines ain't worth that.
In-N-Out's overrated.
In-N-Out line be so insane.
It'd be so long. I'll give you In-N-Out being overrated.
In-N-Out's overrated. I think Chick-fil-A
is not.
I think Chick-fil-A is fairly rated.
I think it's fairly rated.
Yeah. Hell no.
Like I said, it's the consistency across the board.
But In-N-Out is overrated.
No matter where I go in the country, Chick-fil-A tastes the exact same.
What fast food place has a better burger than In-N-Out?
I mean, you can
Five Guys is better.
Five you can just choose.
They're not a fast food spot.
What? Five Guys?
You know what?
Well,
you can get freaky.
You can't go to the drive thru. I don't think Five Guys has a drive
thru. Here's the thing about In-N-Out. I think In-N-Out has one of the better burgers that there are out there. You talked about somebody seasoning it. I was like, In-N-Out's probably the only place I know that actually seasons their
meat. And it's fresh. It's healthier than all the ones.
Their fries are ass. That's the worst.
I ain't never had an In-N-Out burger and been like, this season.
No, I have never.
I can taste the salt.
Compared to other Lowry's, there's so many other ones. I'm like, this is. There's so many bland burgers. I go like, In-N-Out does a solid job of actually making.
I've never tasted seasoning in an In-N-Out burger.
I'm definitely. You haven't tasted salt in an In-N-Out burger?
Nah.
Y'all hilarious.
Yeah, I do. Here's I worked there for 2 years, so my judgment's gonna be tainted because I'm like, nigga, I'm over this. Before I worked there, In-N-Out was amazing to me. So my judgment is tainted. Before I worked there, I was like, this is the best thing.
Oh, it's good.
Well, how do you feel about Fatburger?
Well, I refuse.
They got a great turkey burger.
Until I become a millionaire, I don't know.
If you have $30, you have $30 a burger.
I had Fatburger one time, and I said never again for these prices. It was insane.
I said, you were tripping out
here. Like, they got a lot of nerves being expensive, and they crazy in a dirty area.
Biggie set them in a line, and I don't think they've been normal since.
That's the first spot I've seen egg and bacon. That you put on the
this
burger.
Works.
It's crazy.
But that's same crazy. With, you know, that gets chicken and waffle. What's the spot?
Roscoe's.
Yeah. Like,
Roscoe's is good.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it's not good. I just go, you see what happened over time with it. You go, like, dang, when this shit gets so pricey, bro.
Yeah.
You go, what happened here?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
They went up.
Probably. Hell yeah.
If stuff get popular, they raising prices.
I mean, that's one side. Inflation's crazy out here.
Yeah.
That's
another
side. But I got to make their money. Get your money, but
it's worth it on Postmates. I paid an extra 10, 15. They gonna drive 30 minutes.
I think anytime somewhere it gets too
Pasadena.
Big, it messes it up. I think
it messes it up, bro. When they can hike the price on you,
I think, and I don't think, you know. And then it depends if the same cook is there. It depends, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's inflation, just the price of
things.
It's and
groceries.
That's what I was saying. Like the consistency amongst fast food restaurants is the part that. Like, Wendy's is hella inconsistent for me, and it's always been. Like, where I go, it'd be like, these fries ain't the
Wendy's
same.
Pretty consistent
I don't
for
trust
me.
Them, though. I'm like, it's been 30
they got
years,
better.
And your nugget's still a 99 cent. Inflation has gone
Yeah, but they give me less nuggets.
Five,
McDonald's
right?
definitely nah, make their patties smaller now.
Hell
yeah. I was like, what the hell?
McDonald's definitely fell off. McDonald's was
so
good
crazy,
when I was
man.
Little.
They're fire.
It was good.
They're not
why
bad.
Why the fuck is a medium fry $4?
They charge hella much.
McDonald's felt because
you're supposed to get the
of.
Large for $4.10.
Right.
That shit $4.60. It's crazy. McDonald's I was like, when the hell did y'all start doing this?
Food's fast though. They just be getting big.
From
and
the dollar menu to the value.
I mean, Chick-fil-A,
menu.
Even for me and my girl to eat, it's like $30. And I was
I
like,
still,
that,
I'll
crazy.
Do
two
mom
people
with
Chick-fil-A is easily $30.
Oh, you got
it. But
you
it
gotta,
was never like
you got to go eat without your family, bro. You got to.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Oh,
yeah, no. But I'm not even supposed to be eating Chick-fil-A for real.
I'm all about the mom and pops.
Oh, well, for
I'm
sure.
Like, there's a place called Bobby's where we live. We go for breakfast, and it's a poppin' breakfast. It just be consistent.
I remember Fishbone got big now.
Delicious.
They're everywhere.
Delicious.
I love fish bowls.
Are they good?
They're everywhere, huh? Now they're.
I like the places that close early.
So many more locations now. The breakfast spots that close early are always great. Another broken.
If it's a dinner spot that close early, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be popping. That means that I ain't gotta stay open.
Yeah, wait, we got enough.
What time they close? You close dinner early?
Because it'd be some places that close like we don't serve past like 4.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because we don't need to. You better go get it now.
They got an old squad that come through.
That nigga's out on lunch schedule.
Like, it's a sandwich spot by me that closed early and ain't open all the time. But it's been there, I guess, for forever. It's tiny. Damn. It's hella good. Everything fresh. You know, they make their own stuff. I'll be like, this popping. It was a bread. I remember there was one spot I used to go to that they made. We could smell them making the bread every morning.
Yeah.
Them sandwiches. And they would right there slicing the meat and all that. I was like, man, this
shit.
Oh,
you make the bread in-house? Oh,
and the meat,
yeah.
And they make their own sauces? I was like, man.
Oh, I need to see you slice the meat.
Whoa. Yeah.
But I need to, it makes it, that's why I like Jersey Mike's. I'm like, oh, they slice it right now.
But that's why them sandwiches at the grocery store be fire.
Publix.
In the deli.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all know about Publix.
Yeah, Publix is in, but that's not out here.
There's one in, yeah.
Is one out here?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm thinking of Sprouts.
Yeah.
You're right.
They had
Publix.
Yeah. Publix.
You're right.
Yeah. I'd be Publix in Sprouts.
I see him hella in Atlanta.
Yeah. I saw it in Florida.
Yeah.
That's with the X at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it in Florida for the first time. We was in Orlando. No, Tampa.
That's the first time. Big in Florida, Atlanta.
Yeah. They got, I'll be getting their like chicken tender subs and stuff. It's like, y'all ever heard of Wawa?
Yeah, Wawa
we
lit.
Drove past a
Wawa,
lot.
That's crazy. I love Wawa, bro. To get food, but that should
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, I was getting some sandwiches,
man.
Yeah.
I was like,
we need to go to Wawa.
Yeah. But that's what people were saying eat.
Yeah, Wawa
sandwich for real.
Hella good, bro.
Good, bro, for real.
I was like, where? He's like, at this next gas station. We see it on the side of the
food. Yeah, Wawa fire.
I would eat Wawa. Food.
Food smelling like big unleaded, but it's still... It's still decent, bro. It's good, bro. Wawa good.
I like food. That's the one thing I'm gonna miss about being on the road all the time.
Oh,
yeah. Trying different foods. Yeah, I was going to different places.
Cruise
like,
food be good, no?
I mean, you
ain't like
there,
cafeteria
though.
Stuff?
Yeah,
it gotta be better than that.
It can be.
You gotta have a plethora
right.
of seafood,
for, yeah,
right?
For the,
you gotta have steaks and all.
I imagine if I paid for that money.
Yeah.
You
want your tater tots?
Yeah.
I want a whole fucking potato, bitch.
I'd imagine cruise food is like high-end amusement park offering.
That's fair.
It's
like hospital.
They be creating stuff on there, though. That's what I don't like.
What you mean?
Like, they be like, try this green bean, you know, it's like, what? They just be like, you could tell
that
they
the
have like a
old.
Standard, and then they was like, we're gonna create something to make
so they
it
feel
like
they getting something different.
It's like a pear green bean, but you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, this, you just made this up. This ain't a thing with a sauce. What's this sauce? Like, what you, y'all just making shit up back there because he was bored or he got high.
She's like, I need to be creative.
Yeah, like you're stuffing my sauce. Like, what? So they just be creating stuff. So I keep it, I eat a lot of salads actually on them ships. Because I'd be like, I ain't trying to gain weight with this. Because first of all, to make it last, I know you got to have hella sodium and salt in here. So I'm like, let me just eat the salads. Because that's the only thing fresh on there. Everything else is made, cooked in oil.
Even though it's a boat, I will not eat seafood on a
if you
boat.
Going to the ones out of Alaska, you okay. see them bring it in. Okay. And you eat, on there, I eat salmon every day. Okay. Every, because I see them. I see them, they pull up, they drop it in, he's just big.
Oh, you
salmon.
There early. You get
salmon.
To see it
all. Salmon,
salmon.
Yeah, so I'd
oh,
be looking
fresh?
Out the window.
The fresh?
Out the Alaskan salmon.
Bro. Oh, word.
That shit different.
Mm.
I had some salmon chowder when I was in Alaska.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Talk dirty to me, man.
Bruh.
Shit.
That's the best
that
chowder.
My bad,
dog.
That's
the best chowder I ever had
that
in my life.
That sounds really good.
And this is the thing. It was in, because I had to go a day before, so they put me in a hotel or whatever, and the hotel had a little restaurant. And I said, what's good here? And it looked like a regular, like, Denny's type restaurant. I said, let me try a small cup of your salmon chowder before I decide what I want. I left there with 3 bowls of salmon chowder. He's like, you want to try anything? No. Bring out, how much for the pot? Yeah. Bring me the pot. That salmon
bring
chowder.
Bring the nigga with it, too. The nigga that's there.
You live with me now.
That salmon chowder was so good.
That's how I felt about Seattle. I was just like, yo, this clam chowder is crazy. Yeah, no. I hated clam chowder until I had that. Costco was selling the Ivar's, the package, and then I had brought it for the fam. And they were like, what the hell is this? I said, yeah, it was good. And like when they package it, I was just fire.
Who wins? Like, who wins chowder for you? Seattle? The Bay or Boston?
I haven't had Boston from Boston. So I haven't had that. So Seattle wins.
Seattle wins for me too.
Yeah, I got Seattle over San Fran.
Yeah.
Because everywhere in Seattle had decent clam chowder.
But San Francisco, like the Chinese food?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'd have to say New York with the clam chowder because they do it with a tomato sauce.
I don't like that one.
I don't like the cream sauce.
That's a different, what's that one? That's called Manhattan. Clam chowder. Yeah, Manhattan. I don't like the Manhattan.
You didn't like the Seattle one more?
I don't like the cream based.
No, that's got
seafood.
I didn't like it either until I had Seattle's. And then it was like, because that shit out of a can, some Campbell's shit, that shit is
no,
gross.
That's not, no, no.
But that was what I knew as clam chowder until God bless
you. Get the real deal.
Yeah.
Until I was like, oh.
This before my seafood allergy, my clam allergy, my shellfish.
Like, that's
allergy.
How I feel about crab now. I can't have it anywhere other than Maryland now.
Oh,
now that I've been in crab cakes, good. Jesus,
blue crab, bro.
Oh my god!
I want to try soft shell crab, where they be putting like on a sandwich. It's the whole crab cooked. Mm-hmm. I've never had it before, but you can bite it like a sandwich with the shell and
you
everything
get it
on
at a
there.
Sushi restaurant.
Yeah,
too.
I've never had
oh,
it.
Oh, I never had
yeah,
it.
Yeah, soft shell crab.
It's scary.
My god.
You're biting everything.
That's good.
And don't get you can
nothing.
Eat
you
it?
Can bite the whole thing. Yep,
bro. I hate that they really boil crabs alive, bro.
That's mean, bro.
That's fucked up.
It's only one depth though. It's not like they, you know, they.
But how would they kill it without breaking the shell?
I don't know, but I know they make sounds.
Do they?
They
definitely have pain, dog.
Oh, it's got to hurt. Absolutely, yeah.
That's awful. Why can't you kill them first? Why can't you just shoot them in the head?
I assume because you would crack the shell.
That's better. You shoot them in the head.
Yeah, a little.
I would say
can you
drown
a needle in it.
You can't drown them.
You can eventually.
Yeah, you can drown them.
They don't have gills.
Yeah.
Eventually, you can drown them.
That's a terrible death too, though. Drowning.
I mean, it's got to be better than getting boiled alive. Would you rather drown or boil alive?
Crazy, bro.
Well, it's a flash boil. First of all, it's not
You can't flash broil. What do you mean?
They be chilling, boiling already. Then they drop meat and they just
yeah.
It's done.
No, they try to come out. They be
trying to come out. Yeah.
You over there shooting them, they not dying all the
I'd rather
way
shoot them, man.
I'd rather them be shot.
Yeah, shoot me. If I'm a crab, shoot me.
You can't, they ain't got no head you can cut off?
No, but then there's a big missing piece out the crab.
You're not eating a head anyways. When you eat a crab head?
It's all one part.
No, man. You'd be like, let me crack these shells. Let me crack these legs. Let me get some of that middle. Well,
that should be against the law.
It should be against the law. Inhumane.
I'm not eating any more crab.
I am not letting DC eat any more crap.
Hey, bro, I haven't had lamb since I found out they were baby sheep.
I've had lamb since.
I've still been like, damn, it's so. I still haven't had it since.
I'm like, it's not tainted. It didn't get boned by
part
a ram.
Part of me is like, Chaz, they're not going to stop making less lamb because you're not eating.
You might as well eat it, bro.
More lamb for me.
I felt bad. It shook the shit out of me.
You ain't
going to
stop the system, man.
I'm not going to stop the system.
Come on, guys. I had a piece last week, but I didn't buy it.
Little veal.
She brought it home.
Veal is gross to me. I ain't like veal at all.
No, I did.
But lamb, I was
like. But when I found out what it was, I did feel bad.
I did.
But I ate it.
It wasn't good.
Lamb is lamb chops.
Lamb is crazy. Why is it so fucking
Naeem
good?
Naeem make the best lamb chops I've had.
I've never had them.
Bruh.
Now I want to try to make them.
Naeem shit. His is number one for me.
I didn't get into lamb chops till later in life.
Me too.
Me too. Yeah. No, you know what? That's a lie. My mom, they were in Greece when I was young.
They were getting chops?
Yeah, so I didn't have it until later.
Well, lamb is what everybody eat.
Yeah. So she would make the lamb chops and the lamb leg. Like a lamb leg? Oh, fuck it up.
Yeah, because sometimes it'd be tasting gamey, so I was like,
I like the little gamey taste they give you.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it when
you ever
gamey.
Had bison?
Yeah, I've had bison before.
I had bison burgers. I didn't feel like it was
that tastes wild.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I had venison. I never thought it was.
I didn't like venison.
I liked the ostrich.
But I did like deer jerky was good.
Deer jerky's good.
Deer jerky was good.
They be eating camel hump.
Yeah. Come on.
No, they do. They say it's supposed to be like, they call it the meat of the gods.
They say
something.
The meat of, you watch them cook it, it's crazy.
No, I never had it.
I bite a camel right on it. Right on the hump. Alive and all.
Them noises them camels making. What if you bit him and he liked it? He's like, and he spit on you.
What if I like
right
it?
On the penis?
What if I like the spit? Oh,
why is his penis out?
Now I'm dating a camel.
It's Chad. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm fucking a camel.
He's
baby.
Naked. Okay.
You know what I'm doing? I love me some.
He's
baby.
In the shower.
If
probably.
You're gonna bang an animal,
bro,
camel's got two.
I'd
humps.
Say camel right. would be.
Well, I got
top
titties?
Of the list.
You got humps?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Top of the list. Nah. If you're gonna bang animals, this is hypothetical.
This is weird.
Nigga, who was I talking to that talked about a sheep's ass? Wait, who? I can't remember
so
who
dumb.
I was talking to.
Is that like, what you think? That's why those farmers do that?
Of
they
course,
got
they got ass.
Yes.
Because they're like, nasty.
This. You think that's what they're doing?
Because they're nasty.
I was like.
That's disgusting.
I find it gross how common it is.
It's very common,
it's
bro.
It's so common.
They be hitting them
hey,
shit.
Hey, you know what? But the saying, ass don't got a face, came from somewhere.
What?
That is wild. Yeah. Some white barber.
Ass ain't got a face. They be banging them cheese, bro. That's weird. Damn, she got a big ass.
That's they be all. Having mad cake, bro.
Never mind where she works.
That's weird.
That's strange.
That's
do they be
so
doing
weird,
squats?
Bro.
Just that she be doing squats.
Like, I wonder what how you get to that point.
You out there drinking late night.
Drinking your moonshine.
The moonlight hit.
Isn't that
like,
sheep ass?
Shit. Arguing with your wife.
Well, but like, that's the thing. Okay, so like, you a farmer. What's your breaking point?
Because listen, you're... Yeah, ass, bro. Let me see. That's crazy, Forrest. That's crazy.
That's BBL. That's not real. That's BBL.
That's crazy, Forrest.
But like, what's...
You just out there late night arguing with your wife. She done kicked you out. You drunk. Get out of here, Earl. Like,
this one busted wide open.
Yeah.
But like, what's
who would
your,
go
what's,
in there?
How do you get there? Yeah, like, look, that's gross, man. How do you get there? How do you get to that point? Where it's just like, I'm about to do it. I'm going to cross over.
I'm sure it's never been in the daytime.
No, I've seen video where people like caught somebody.
Oh, the African dude that got caught.
He got caught. I saw another video. Like,
oh, my bad. Crabs have gills.
Oh, crabs have gills?
Someone said it there. I thought they were like those other ones that didn't have.
I just want to know how you get.
They just held their breath a long time.
How you get to that point where it's just like, I'm going to do it. Like,
do you wait for your friend to dare you?
Like, or do you like wait for the, do you have to, is it like one sheep that you pick on, like you wait for the other ones to go, like how does it work?
Most
like,
people that have sheep, they're around them all day.
I know,
but still
all the time hanging
I be around
out with
dudes
them.
All day. Yeah, I mean, like
this nigga, this nigga's
like how, that's what I'm saying, how do you get to
there's
that
other
point
dudes got there's, other, like, there's other people that can talk.
They
these
matter.
Are just around sheep, they can't speak.
You see,
like
you've done it before.
No, I'm just saying.
Thought about
I
it.
See
thought
about what it. They're talking about.
He's like, that's a lot of ass. It's a lot of ass. It's, you know,
the space and opportunity.
I've had spent all this time around.
They can't snitch on me.
I just shaved them.
If there's going to be an animal.
That is super cheap.
They got cake, though, bro. I get it. They're like, oh.
So weird.
Fake sheep over
so
here.
So weird. What's the up? Stuff that people are into, and I'm not even a kink shamer. Some of the stuff people be into, I'd be like, and I'm
you can shame that kink.
Oh, that's some kinks you can shame, bro.
Certain and I'm a wild nigga, and I'll
kink
be like,
is a disorder.
Yeah, I'll be like, come on, bro.
You think
like,
that person clearly isn't in his right mind? Yeah, hell no.
I
think
weird,
smashing
okay,
animals
yeah.
is a disorder.
If you fuck,
it's not
screwing
a kink.
An animal.
Yeah,
that's not a freaky thing.
What human to human thing you think something wrong with you, other than the obvious?
Sniffing
no chomo, you know what I mean?
Sniffing seats is normal.
What's crazy is. That's not even outlier, though. Like, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that.
It's normal, Chaz. It's fucking normal. What are you talking about? A lot of people sniff seats, Chaz.
You getting up anytime soon?
Don't you got to be somewhere?
I wonder what the numbers is on that.
On what?
But what do you think what's like, what's a kink you've heard of and you're just like, nah, bro, that's too far.
Anything blood. I'll be like, there's people who's in there cutting themselves and blood. I'm like, y'all.
That's far.
Wild.
That's far. You talking about the pain people?
There's a certain level of pain stuff that I can understand from somebody.
Okay.
Blood is crazy.
Blood's crazy.
I get the whippings. I don't get the chokes.
I can get it from some people because that's
you slow down, mister.
You relax.
No, I mean like how they be trying to hang themselves while jerking.
That's different.
That type of
stuff. Right.
I was just speaking for me.
I'm just speaking for the people out there.
just for the
for the people that don't have a voice right now.
Yeah, because you niggas is choking the shit out of them.
A lot of people out there don't have a voice.
Yeah, I'm not.
That was good.
Choking vocal cords out here. God damn.
That was good.
What else, though?
I don't get the ball in the mouth.
I think defecation is weird.
The ball in the
mouth. Oh, that's strange.
I think that's hella strange.
Wait, what is
the defecation? That's
strange.
And even peeing on someone.
First of all, sometimes.
What?
Sometimes somebody might ask you to do that, and you're like, I'll do it. I'm just saying, sometimes people might ask you to do that.
Drip,
and you try it, and then you're like, this is dumb. So I heard. That's what I heard. I don't get it, but I'm not. If people It's not my thing. But if people do it.
But you know what, though?
Okay. You don't judge them. You don't judge them.
See, wait, wait. It. If you're a peer or a PE, I could be a peer. I can't be a PE.
But could you marry the PE?
Could you marry the PE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. PE, is that the receiver?
You're the peer. That's the receiver.
Yeah.
Could I have married the receiver?
Yeah.
I can marry a receiver.
I just go like, how many times have we done this? You just take PE.
What if you was the first one? They was like, I just want to try it. And then they liked it.
I'm the one who cracked it open.
You cracked it open.
You're not taking any other person's urine to the face.
You cracked it open.
You're only gargling my urine. Is that correct?
I don't know.
It didn't have to be in the mouth. I thought it was just on
the back. You talking about killing the dude? I know he was. I was just talking about kicking some monkey ass. Not burning motherfuckers.
I thought it was just like on a back or something.
What's the point of chest. Doing it? I'd be like, open wide.
But in this instance, you're the first peer.
Mm-hmm.
So are you? And then they found out, hey, I kind of dig this.
Yeah. Some countries it's customary.
To pee on?
It helps clear their skin.
Oh.
So are you peeing? If you're the first peer, are you staying? Can you marry the first?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can marry the peer. I mean, I would definitely.
She said, I saw this one time. I've always wondered what it was like.
Here's the thing. I kind of understand because a warm shower feels great. You know what I mean? You get in there and it's warm. You go, ooh, I understand that. Because then I'm like, why not just use the water? Why do you need
Because you already have the water, Chaz.
Yeah, but we can use the shower.
You got to go anyway.
I just go like, we're already. You can do this anytime you want.
I just
want
to submit to you, Chaz.
Well, there's other ways. You can bring me a plate of food.
Wait, are you technically a PE if the girl squirts on you?
Oh.
That's pee?
No, it's not. They keep changing it. I don't know,
bro. There's some pee found in it.
I don't know. They keep changing
it.
There's pee found in it.
They keep changing it.
Well, I need to. There's some things I need to know now.
So you might.
Well,
be
then
a
I'm a PE.
Yeah, I guess I'm a PE.
I'm a PE. Then
I'm also a gargler. So,
God damn. I'm not judging you.
Of what?
Hey, man, listen. Things happen.
It seems like you've been there, Chad.
Hey, sometimes you know you're like and it get in there.
You done took the mic. This he got nervous. Took the mic off. About to leave. Slow on
my
PE.
Bad, guys. So sorry.
Sometimes you know.
Oh my.
Things don't go the way you plan.
Who was that? I actually had an argument. I was like, "You peed." And it's like, "No, it wasn't." I was like,
"I didn't say shit." I was like, "It's all right. It's good. You good? You good?
That wasn't.
Keep it moving."
I put it on my Chick-fil-A chicken.
All right, so oh,
gosh, now I don't like it.
Now we have some sauce. Now I like it. Oh, this is what it's missing.
So we all agreed on blood and defecation.
Yeah,
defecation.
Okay. Seat. Sniffing.
No, we didn't all agree on that.
No, we didn't agree on that. Have, you know,
I've never done it, but we didn't have unanimous.
You turn the heat up a little bit, get it sweaty. Then be like, don't you got somewhere to go?
No, the temperature has to be at a level of
82.
You like room temp seats?
A nice 82.
All right, so.
Hilarious.
So we only have two that's out of line? We're talking about human.
What else, Amir?
Damn, yeah, I don't have it. I literally lost it. I just had it, and I was like, no, I can't. Oh, race play.
Oh, yeah. I can understand the race play. I get it.
I'm not doing, but
nah,
I get it.
I ain't feeling that.
I'm not feeling that, but I can understand that.
I'm not a cuckold type person either.
All right, nope. Now we're getting more weird.
Yeah.
Well, you said what's up?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That's not me.
They don't.
Wait.
Not the race thing, but what if it's like, you my slave? That's.
Why'd you make it sound 70s?
That's the race thing.
You my slave.
I'm just saying.
We're here.
Because that doesn't talk.
Is it a white girl?
Domination kind of thing?
If you're with a white girl and you're like, that's you my slave.
I'm saying it to her?
Yeah.
Well, we're still
that's
in
still race play.
Still in a race play.
Or what if it was you are the slave, but you didn't took over now?
Oh.
That's still a race play.
That's still a race play. Hell no.
That's still play.
Still, yes.
So that's not my thing, but I get it.
So you Nat Turner now.
Yeah, you like, hey, bitch.
We's free. Well, this is different. Now we're in the storyline. Now I'm back in. Now we're just telling a good story. Oh, then what happened?
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how role. It gotta work that way. You gotta be in the story.
No, role play is different than race play. Role play,
but you
is
have
cool.
to role play in the race play.
Hmm? Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
This is getting a fine line here now.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like race play, but you have to role play in the
that's
race.
What I'm
I can role play, but not race play.
True.
Okay. So I've been a character too.
True.
Yeah.
I had a beer chicken costume for a while.
So you're going to break.
Why do I believe that?
Wait, so you gonna break character in race play?
I can't do race play. I can do just role play. Like I said, I've been a chicken of two.
What if she's like, okay, role play, act like Kunta Kinte?
Oh,
then I'm like,
no, that's weird.
Nah,
well, who is she?
Race?
What if she acts like Kunta Kinte?
Oh, what if she's black?
Yeah,
and pretending to be white.
Mm-hmm. You guys are just doing
in the role,
slave play.
It's
now
levels, bro.
They jumped the broom. Y'all jumped the broom and everything.
I'm a little too good at it. I'd be
what if both of y'all are slaves?
There you go.
Yeah.
Huh? And now you have to run away
from master. So she's doing it. She's like, shh, master coming. Like, what if?
Now you go. I'm back in.
I'm back in.
I was.
We gotta hurry this up.
Yeah, Chaz is hiding in the closet under the floor mat during the whole sex play.
Like, you hear the dog? The hound.
It's the hound. It's the hound.
I hear.
Yeah. You hear the dog? Yeah. Sorry about that.
What is? So that's what I'm saying. I'm not.
That's
doing
a level of race play.
That's a level.
I get that.
You're talking about white
like,
woman.
So you don't like the
hell
yeah,
no, bro.
You don't
No.
If you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like is this how you really feel?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
She good at this. Damn.
Yeah, you too. Wait a minute.
You don't want her yelling the N-word to the neighbors.
All right, fair.
That's worse.
I'm with you.
I can't vote it down because I get it, but I just vote that level
of race play down.
I can't vote
you
it
can't,
down.
I can't let you
I
call
can't
me
I can't vote it out, like
yeah, I just can't.
Like the hard what the fuck is the blood and the defecation? That's a hard what the fuck.
Okay.
With the slave one, I'm like, that ain't my thing, but I
cuckold get how
you
hard.
She calling you boy.
Cuckold's a hard what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a hard what the fuck.
I
could doodle on you if I'm never going to see you again.
Take like, this with you. Take this with you on your way
out. Make sure you never call back.
I can't do it.
Where's the milk?
I can't do it.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, you want to fart while
going? Make it special. He's going to hurt my booty.
So we only got three.
But he said Coco, but what if it was, you're talking about only a dude doing it. What if it was a girl?
Then that's just a threesome.
Yeah, now you're in a threesome.
But no, you're just watching, though.
It's still easier.
That's just girl play.
That's easier.
Yeah, I think the cucking thing specifically
it has to be
applies
a
to men, right?
I believe so.
I don't know. We have researched phones. It. I don't know.
I'm not gonna type
what
Google,
the official
cuckold in my Google.
I mean, I'm gonna delete the search after.
You might see a whole bunch. I don't know.
I don't want the images. I'm not gonna do.
But that's definitely a thing.
I feel like it's specific to men.
Let's see the meaning.
Big
is,
black boy.
Yeah, it is. It is a man whose wife is doing it with
what
another
movie
man.
I watch. You made a cuckold out of me.
Yeah. So it's a man with a man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, that's the stuff they say.
Yeah, like, wait, what's cuckold? Oh, watching a man
have sex with a woman.
Yeah.
With a woman. Oh, have sex with a woman.
What if you're the dude smashing?
I still do it.
I've been in college.
We were in college and this dude, I was like, I'm good, bro.
Oh, what if he doesn't talk to you? That's weird.
You just hear
just watching. That shit
weird
to getting off to that shit.
Yeah,
that
shit weird to me.
Can't do
it.
It's like
and because a lot of times it be white dudes being like, can you do it? To me, that is just
yeah,
even more
good,
weird.
It's just more weird, bro.
I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You take it to another level. No.
And like, I don't, the idea of it too, like, I don't want no, like, why are you
why are you watching
and then
me,
I don't want my butt out with a dude just watching me, to be honest. Like, that, like, no.
Just act like I'm not even here.
I can't, sir.
That's crazy.
Like, no.
That's why they're going to arrest Diddy.
Yeah, like
it's not illegal to be a cuckold. It's not illegal. It's not a crime.
Yeah,
but that's a kink. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Bro.
I don't need nobody cheering me on.
Yeah,
get her, dude.
High five. Get in there.
Get her, dude.
Mm-hmm. Push it further.
Good,
she can take more.
Yeah, that shit weird, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. There.
Don't worry about it. I'll clean
that's
her
a hard
off.
No for
that's
me.
Three hard no's.
That's three.
Three hard no's. Blood cuckold.
Well, I said if I'm never going
to
see it.
We have to take the doodoo off because he said.
I'll try it.
He said he would do it. We
I'm
didn't
never
get unanimous
see it again.
On that.
What the hell?
I couldn't do it, bro.
Take splats.
What was Biggie? So I shits on the bitch.
That's that Biggie song. That sounded weird. Still sounds weird, but I'm like,
She talking about she
I don't
me
think
to
we
got
to walk and hold
somebody
hands.
Somebody said knife play, what?
Yeah, that's better. That we're too, in a yeah. blood realm.
You got to be real careful about that shit.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
What are you doing?
I think there's a knife involved.
You know, I don't want no
you
weapons.
Like, you get, you kind of like, you know, put it to their,
oh,
their
no,
throats
no,
and stuff
I'm
like
good.
That.
Nah.
I seen dude come in here and do that shit.
Nah.
I'm good, bro.
Nah.
Got to know what you're doing.
You're not going to kill me. Fake knife next to my neck.
Nah, you're not going to kill me. I'm good.
I'm trying to think what else is there.
What else are people into?
People into a lot of shit, bro.
A lot of shit out there, man.
You know what? If a girl uses a dildo that's too big, nah.
You're not in no more?
Nah. If it's an octopus tentacle looking one,
bro,
nah.
On herself?
Yeah, that's just like, nah.
You go in the store and see that shit, I'd be like, for
that's
real?
A real man? Someone's using it? Yeah.
Yeah. But for, like, I'm sure it's gotten crazier because of content, like, people want to watch. Like, it's obviously been around, but, like, there are a bunch of them. And they be, like, in hella different sizes. Be like, dog, this shit look like a lava lamp. But yeah. It's a fucking, shaped like a fucking tentacle, bro.
I went to a sex store, and they had actual, like, rubber hands. I was like, oh, shit.
Like, on it? Like, little?
It looks like a forearm. A little hand at the end. For those into the fist.
Well, that one we could do a horse. They could take that.
They have children.
I don't want to follow a horse.
They have children. They can. They'll be all right.
That's just going out. I don't know if it's the same going in.
I'm just saying the thing is very durable.
Well, it's definitely durable.
It's durable.
Just like the first time, you can't.
Yeah, work your way up.
You gotta build, bro.
Your way up to the fisting.
But if she's just ready for it the first time.
Then that means she does it.
One hand, one finger, two fingers, oh shit, my hand's in there. I don't know if I want to follow up with this. we're done for the night. Let me go wipe my arm off.
It's my arm? That's fair. Oh, I got to get out of here.
Where you going to be?
Time. DC.
What's up, man?
Where you going to be?
We going to keep it in Cali.
Yes.
December 6th through the 8th, Ontario Improv. December 13th through the 14th, Brea, California at the Brea Improv. So if you in Cali, this is your chance to pull up on the Wild Child Tour. And then December 20th through the 21st,
yes.
No, through the 23rd, we're going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory in Baltimore.
Be Wild more Child careful. Tour.
Get there, Baltimore.
What did you say? Be more careful.
Be more careful.
What else?
That's it for your boy.
That's
for now.
Where we gonna be at Craig Wayne's on everything.
Nice. I have no dates. You can't catch me. The only place you can see me is here on Daddy Issues or Lacaroni and Chaz Podcast. Thank y'all for subscribing and sharing. Appreciate you. So yeah, new episodes every Friday. It's Friday.
I'll be in Vegas December 9th through the 15th at the LA Comedy Club. And then I'll be in Manteca December 27th and 28th at the Deaf Puppy Comedy Club.
Deaf?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, Deaf Puppy.
Deaf Puppy?
Yeah, deaf. Like
D-E-A-F?
You can't hear. Yeah. And then that'll be my last dates for 2024, and then in 2025, I don't know, but might be the last. It might be the last time you see me in your city for a while. So.
Yes, going live today at 2:00.
And then make sure y'all check out Wildly Inappropriate every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Wildly Inappropriate. Me, Gary Anderson, and Kenan Baker. Check that out. KeonPulley.com for everything, all merch, Linktree, all that stuff. Linktree has all the links to all my stuff, too. And I think that's it, man. Thank y'all for being loyal listeners and all that good stuff. And we're going to get out of here.
We out.
Peace out.